Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. Clint Shield down there on the sidelines. Denver O'Neill up here pushing all the buttons. And Randy, you're so in tune with social media and such. You're getting texts and emails and all kinds of stuff while we're up here in the booth.
I got a single text message, Mike. You're going to mislead the folks. We already had that discussion about that. What was it called? A Clucker account? No, Twitter.
Twitter. It's called Twitter.
No, I want to send a special hello to my boys back at home, Luke and Sam. They listen to the game.
All right.
On the internet. Mike said that I sound better than you, but Clint's pretty good too.
Hey, what's up, Luke? Your dad said he's going to bring you a big, nice prize when he comes home, so hold him to that. First down and 10 now. Ball at the 19-yard line. Argyle on the move. Wimberly holding on to a 14-3 lead. Austin Ani, the dangerous Argyle quarterback, will be in the shotgun formation again. Tyler Avaleth to his left in that backfield. Wimberly trying to hold on. 12 more minutes left to play. Still in the TV timeout as the officials look over to each other. Of course, Fox Southwest carrying the ball game, and I know a lot of you guys are watching it and listening to us on the radio and also live streaming.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a good opportunity for all of those folks out there, Mike, who've listened to us all during the season. We certainly thank them for being our audience. It's been certainly a fun ride.
Oh, it's been so much fun. It's been a ton of fun, and can't believe it's going to end. One way or another, this thing is going to end 12 minutes from now. And a very loud whistle. And we're back, ready to play. Ani sends a man in motion, fakes the handoff, looking and throwing. Now whistles. And that play was kind of a wreck to start with. Not sure what happened there. Clint, did you get a look at what happened there? I didn't see any movement from here either. Let's see what the call is.
Dead ball.
False start on the offense. That's a very clear officiating call there, wasn't it, Randy?
Yeah,
we could hear every word, man.
From the reaction of about four of the Wimberly coaches over there, I thought maybe the Texans had encroached or something. So good break here for the Texans to back Eagles up a little bit.
Well, every yard means so much now. Yeah, first down and 15 now. Ball at the 24-yard line. Ani again, shotgun formation. Back to throw. Pump fake, setting up the screen right to Avaleth. He has it, and he is knocked down. Avaleth is knocked down, and that's Trinity Wilson, who's made more than his share of big plays defensively tonight, Randy.
All right, so fast, and you saw that screen developing, just like earlier with Kobe Kelly. I mean, he came up fast and made a great open field tackle there to tackle him. He's like going to lose about 2 yards.
Yeah, loss of two, so it'll be second down and 17 now for the Eagles. Ball at the 25. Clock continues to move. 11:28 remaining. Ani's looking left. Looking in the pocket. Throws it over the middle in the end zone and incomplete. And the receiver, Chance Bodie, was imploring the official to kind of throw the flag, but the official called that ball uncatchable, and Ani just threw that into a dead zone there in the end zone.
Yeah, good coverage. They lined up three receivers over here on the left side, had them going all different directions, and good coverage by the Texas secondary. He threw that ball way high where it was uncatchable.
Yeah, and that was Reed Jones who kind of climbed up on the Bodie's back there as well. Third down now, third down and 16. Wimberly fans on their feet, imploring the defense. Ani stands at his 30, back to throw, strong in the pocket, throws it out left side. It's caught near the 10-yard line and brought out of bounds at the 10-yard line is the receiver, Adam Kahn. I believe that was Kahn who caught the ball at the 10, but he's going to be short by about a yard of the first down, Randy.
Depends where they mark him. They mark him at the 9-yard line.
Yeah, now they're marking it close to the 9. They may have to measure this. This is awfully, awfully close.
Yeah, Texans in zone coverage over here, and Kahn was able to float out underneath and was wide open. Perfectly thrown ball by Ani. Good run after the catch. He's going to be very close to a first down.
Clint, what do you think? He got it or don't have it? What do you think? Yeah. He He is just
short. A couple of inches.
He is short by that much. 11:09 left to play, and they're going to send out their field goal kicker. You know, this is almost a cheap shot.
Chip shot, I believe, was the word you were looking
shot,
for.
Field goal. And let's see. No, that's not Hedlund. Yeah, that's a big power backfield who's coming out. They're going to go ahead and go for it.
Yeah, you know, we haven't talked too much about this offensive line, but several times now that when they've got out here in short yardage situation, they march out a package.
Yeah.
Certainly heavy up front, and if I'm not mistaken, it'll be a T backfield. Yeah.
And the fullback is in the game. Yeah, three running backs, fourth down and one. Ball just inside the 10-yard line. Quarterback sneaking. He's got it.
He's got it.
He's got it down to the 8-yard line. Does Austin Awney first down.
Right, that's the first time that they've actually ran a quarterback keeper. Every time before that, they've lined up with that full backfield back there and ran a little crossing pattern to hand it to Bosso.
Nick Alana did all he could to try to stop him, but they're just too much beef up there up front. You know, there's no way you can stop
that.
They
only needed to gain 2 inches.
Yeah. So first down and goal now at the 8-yard line. Argyle trailing it 14-3. Trying to make it a one-score football game. Awney will go from the shotgun again. He's got Aveleth next to him to his right in the backfield. Snap. Looking right. He's going to run it. Right up the middle. He's got the five, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Austin Awney.
Yeah, Dennis Smith lined up over here on the right side defensive end, and he came in hard, and he got blocked. He got pancake blocked by number 77, Trey Keenan, the young man who's going to go play for Texas Tech presumably next year. And, left the door wide open.
So now Cole Hedlund will come in for the extra point. It's 14-9 pending that extra point. Let's see what they're going to do. Awney is still in the game. So let's see. They may be trying to go for two. Yeah, they're going to go for two at the 3-yard line, Randy. That's exactly what they're going to do. Trailing by five. So here's Awney now. He's going to go directly under the center. Two backs behind him. Awney takes the snap. He's going to try to roll right. Now he's looking. He's in trouble. Scrambling. Looking. Throwing it into the end zone. Did he get it? Yes, he caught it. He caught it at the side of that end zone. That was Chad Bosso who caught it and then tightrope walked down there in the end zone. What'd you see on that one, Clint?
Just like you described it. Nice job to avoid the pressure. And Bosso had to have maybe an inch, as we'll watch the replay here, between he and the sideline. And then he cramped up.
Yeah, I saw that. So 14-11, going for two, obviously makes it a three-point game now, 14-11, with 10:37 left to play in the ballgame. Bosau just got his left foot barely in bounds and then immediately cramped up. You're right about that. Is it hot down there, Clint? Obviously, the dome is closed here.
You know, I have been thinking about this throughout the second half. I'm surprised at the cramps this deep into the season.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, really surprising. What a spectacular catch, though, by Bosau that time. I mean, his foot was just barely inside the blue turf here, and he falling out of bounds, hanging onto the ball. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, in Argyle, they didn't really big play Wimberley's defense to death, but they certainly came up with the big play, if you know what I'm saying, throughout that drive. And they had to have it, and that's why they're playing for the state championship, and it's a one-score game now.
Yeah, that was a huge conversion right there for the Eagles. With their excellent field goal kicker in Hedlund, you know, they're certainly, with 10 and a half minutes left to go here in this game, could make this game much more interesting.
Absolutely. And now we turn our attention to the Wimberley offense. We talked about that Wimberley running game, and if the Texans are going to show any type of effective running game, now would be a pretty good time to do so, Randy.
Yeah, they need to move it with some purpose, though. Obviously, you can expect a good kickoff here. Be lucky if they can get a return on it.
Hedlund, by the way, is a sophomore, their kicker. That makes him even more impressive. So here we go, 14-11, Wimberley leading it, and they'll get the football. Here's the kickoff. It is to Blakemore. He takes it 2 yards deep in the end zone. Bringing it out. 10, 15, 20. Look out. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. Scrambling for running room. And out to the 24-yard line. A good return of 26 yards by Brennan Blakemore. And, you know, Blakemore has been oh so quiet on offense. Two catches for 25 yards. And just as we mentioned about Brady Lambert, you just got to ask yourself, when is Brennan Blakemore going to break one? And with 10 and a half minutes left to play for the state championship, you would expect him to make at least one big play in this ball game, and that might be all he has to make here to win the state championship for the Texans, Randy.
Well, don't discount his presence on the field by itself. I mean, he's going to draw the double defense. They're going to keep his eye on him the entire time. I mean, send him on a streak down the field, and you take two defenders away.
Five wideouts. Nobody in the backfield with Brady Lambert. Lambert now will step up to the line of scrimmage, talking, giving his signals, and he'll take the snap, and he's going to run it. They just want to spread it out and let him run it. Flags on the play, and it's a disaster as he's wiped out a couple of yards in the backfield. Let's see what the flag's all about. It was thrown in the Wimberley backfield. Yeah, I think it might be against Texas.
I'm not so sure Blakemore did take off a little, maybe a half a snap too early.
Well, clearly what they were doing was just spreading the field and trying to get Lambert some room to run the football up the middle. It didn't work, though. They're taking a long time to decide what this call is going to be, which is kind of surprising. Let's see what we have. Procedure call against Wimberley. So back them up five. It'll be first down. Well, yeah, they did decline it, didn't they? They decline it, and so the ball will be spotted, I believe, at the
illegal
20.
Formation offense. Penalty decline. Second down.
Okay. Yeah. So they declined it, and the ball is going to be spotted at about, well, now they're saying right at the line of scrimmage, which would be a break for Wimberley. I thought he lost a couple of yards, but at any rate, shotgun formation. Second down and 10 from the Texans' own 24-yard line. Trinity Wilson, Colby Kelly in the backfield. Lambert, the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives it to Trinity Wilson. You're looking outside left. He's got some running room. 25-30, 35-40.
Look at him
25-50. Look at him go. He's long gone. Wave him goodbye. Goodbye, Trinity Wilson. Touchdown. 76 yards. No flags.
If I'm not mistaken, that's his longest run from the line of scrimmage this year, Mike. And beautifully done. And that's what I love to call the bread and butter play. Handed off to Trinity Wilson. Kobe Kelly blocking around the left side. Made a fantastic block on the defensive end to spring him around the corner. And he was off to the races.
76 yards. And once he hit that sideline, Randy, he was long gone. He avoided a tackle. Sizelove missed him. And then he was right down the sidelines, right in front of those Wimberley fans, Randy.
Yeah, Carson Basso, though, boy, if they went another 20 yards of field, he might have closed on him.
And here's Avila now with the extra point, and with 9:53 left to play, Wimberley 21, Argyle 11. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM. We're back in a moment.
Support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast comes from Tammy Kelly Photography. Tammy Kelly Photography specializes in action sports photography, family, and senior class portraits. More information at TammyKellyPhotography.com. Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game comes from Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, offering auto, life, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horaceman.com.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast on KDRP and WimberleyRadio.com comes from King's Contracting, a full-service contracting company, including new construction and remodeling for both residential and commercial clients. Available by phone at 512-844-4802 and online at kingscontracting.com. Kelly King wishes all the best to the Texans during this championship game. Texas State Building License Number 36762.
Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game comes from AJ and Carrie Downing of Wimberley Electric, offering residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services from Master Electrician AJ Downing. Available by phone at 722-3255 and online at WimberlyElectric.com.
Cowboy Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. Clint Shields down on the sideline. Clint, what'd you see down there, boy? Trinity Wilson hit the sideline, and he was long gone.
Well, a great block on the edge by Colby Kelly. You mentioned that. He got his man, and he didn't knock down Sizelove, the linebacker, but Sizelove got his feet tangled up in the block, lost a step, and that gave Trinity the edge, and that's really the difference. Once he got to the edge and got the shoulders squared, then he was behind Basso chasing him, and he had enough of a burst there at the beginning, and then he picked up Brennan Blakemore, kind of ran along as his wingman, and Brennan did a nice job, actually, to just run along with Trinity and not get involved, not pick up a cheap penalty by either, you know, making a mistake and going low with the block or blocking from the side or letting the official make a block in the back call. He just ran along with him until he was sure Trinity was going to get in the end zone, and then threw up his hands and let him go.
Yeah, he kind of screened him. He kind of just screened him away from Trinity Wilson. 21-11, 9:53 remaining. Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. Wimberly leading Argyle. Division II Class 3A state championship football game. Here's Avila now to kick the ball off. He kicks it off, and it's going to be taken down inside the 20-yard line, inside the 10-yard line, actually, and wiped out at the 14-yard line. And that is Reese Thompson on the return, and Kay Davis and Bryce Rainwater wiped him out there at the 14, Randy.
Yeah, great downfield coverage from our vantage point up here. It looked like the return man had a huge hole coming down here on the left hash, but, boy, it quickly closed, and great pursuit by Davis and Rainwater to make that tackle.
And Thompson hesitated, and
he
who hesitated, it ain't good. Is that the saying?
Something like that.
Here's Awney now. His team trailing by 10 with 9:47 remaining. Give to Aboleth up the middle. He's got the 15 to the 20. And a good pickup of 6 yards by the running back, Aboleth. He now has 78 yards rushing on 17 carries. Trinity Wilson, by the way, you know, a 76-yard run from scrimmage does wonders for your stats.
It helps your average.
It really does. 5 carries, 94 yards for Trinity.
You know, he's the leading rusher for the Texans. Came into this game with 1,077 yards. He certainly had a fantastic season.
Flip it out left side, and that's going to be Boss out of the 25, 30, 35, and out of bounds near the 35. No, that's Adam Kahn, the receiver who caught that in the left flat. So that's a pretty good gain of about 15 yards there.
Yeah, quick little out pass to Kahn. He had good blocking up in front and allowed him to pick up the first down.
13 yards, I should say. Awney now is 12 out of 24 for 128 yards.
Lots of clock left in this game, Mike.
First down and 10, definitely with a guy like Awney calling signals. Throws it out to Kahn right flat, and Kahn gets it out to the 39-yard line, a pickup of 6.
Now, Texas secondary there is playing a little bit to come out underneath Dario and Jones that time, to be able to come up fast and only limit him to 6 yards. Boy, he's wide open when he's catching the ball coming out of the tight end position there.
Well, and as that clock continues to run, Randy, you got to believe Wimberly is not altogether brokenhearted over a 6-yard play from scrimmage.
Oh, there's a lot of clock, though.
Here's the give now up the middle, and that's going to be a first down. That was the receiver, Chance Bodie, running back, rather. He's able to pick up 6 out to the 45-yard line, a first down for Argyle.
Yeah, I guarantee you, as fast as we've seen the Wimberly Texans strike tonight, Mike, this Argyle offense is just as potent. So hats off to the Texas defense for doing the job they have. But, boy, there's a lot of clock left to play.
45-yard line. Back to throw is Awney.
Throws it.
It's complete to Kahn again to the Wimberly 40. And down to the Wimberly 36-yard line is Kahn. That's a pickup of 19.
Yeah, Texas defenders kind of came back, followed Bodie, and again allowed Kahn to come. This time he was about 10 yards deep, but he was wide open underneath. Nobody around him.
Texans defensively using two tackles with their hands on the turf there, Randy, and their defensive ends slash linebackers have been stand-up linebackers here tonight. Here's Awney, back to throw, looking, a lot of time, going deep over the middle into the end zone and incomplete. He was trying to hit Will Despain, but good coverage in the secondary.
Yeah, Kay Davis and Reed Jones were back there with him, with Will Despain as he went deep. Not a bad throwing ball, it was a good defense.
So that'll set up a second down now and 10 at the Wimberley 35-yard line. 8 minutes left to play in the Class 3A Division II Championship. Wimberley leading Argyle, 21-11. Texans trying to hold on, 10-point lead now. Eagles looking to the sideline. They're taking an awfully long time to get the play in. Obviously, the clock has stopped, but they've got to keep an eye on that play clock.
Where is
it? And now they're going to call a timeout. Yeah, I'm looking for the play clock. I have no idea.
No, I have looked for four quarters, Mike, and I have yet to find the dadgum play clock.
So timeout. Hey, Clint, are you laughing at Randy? You're laughing at Randy down there on the sidelines, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, maybe from your vantage point, a lot different from ours. Where is it?
You see the empty seats in the end zone behind the goalpost.
Yeah. Yes.
Come up to the awning or the front, the fronting of the deck, the level right above it, and then sweep all the way to the right side.
Oh, okay.
White 25s in the corners.
Yeah, those things are about 5 feet tall, Randy. I don't know how you missed that.
I will admit, I looked for about 10 minutes in the Refugio Cisco ball game before I found them.
Those ones that are putting out about a million cans of water over there.
You know, usually you don't have a color man who's legally blind, but that's certainly the case here tonight.
Hey.
I love you though, Randy.
Yeah, you better.
8 minutes left to play. 21-11 our score. Wimberley holding on here, but Argyle, the old Eagles, they're gonna fight it to the death here, Randy. And they've got some weapons on offense and they can move the ball, and Wimberley's just hoping the time runs out before they catch them.
Well, you know, again, they're certainly not out of this game, only down by 10 points.
Second down and 10 now. Ball at the Wimberley 35-yard line. Awney has Aveleth next to him in the backfield. Man in motion. Back to throw. Pressure. He's going to step up, though, and throws it out right side. It's complete and out of bounds to Kahn at the 20-yard line. And no, the 19-yard line, a pickup of 16. Great play by Awney.
Yeah, great play by Awney. And again, the secondary, as good as they've been all game long for the Texans now, playing a little bit soft. That time, Kate Davis over here on his left side, back in zone coverage, allowed Kahn to get underneath him there and then was able to make a nice catch.
And that stops the clock now. Well, now they get it going. I thought he ran out of bounds. Now the clock continues to run. They're going to blow the whistle, and I think they're going to adjust the clock here is probably what's going to happen, because he went out of bounds. He wasn't tackled. And then the clock ran off another 8 or 10 seconds. No, they're going to go ahead and they're not going to adjust that clock.
Yeah, the coach down there, he's saying, hey, what the heck?
Yeah, he's listening to our broadcast, and he heard me say that the clock ran when it was out of bounds.
He probably downloaded that app from KDRPLive.org and is listening to it on his iPod in his pocket.
Oh, that's good, Randy. You just kind of threw that app there,
like
didn't
that.
You? Boy, old Darryl O'Neill, he's loving you, Randy.
Hey, well, while we got this little break, we'll send out a shout-out to Jason Isaac. Sent us a nice note. I said him and his family are listening to the game.
All right.
Yep.
Well, good for him.
Rooting on the Wimberley Texans like a lot of folks are
good
back
deal.
Home.
He's holding to our
Charlie Callahan's listening too, I understand.
All right. Here's Awney now, first and 10. Back to throw, looking, flipping it over the middle, and it's incomplete. He was trying to hit Chad Bosau, and he kind of threw it behind him, so incomplete.
And Bosau got a little bit tangled up there with Nicolana when he was coming across the middle. It messed up the timing of that route.
So second down now and 10. Clock is at 7:49.
Be a huge, huge defensive stand here, Mike, if the Texans can stop them from limiting them to just a field goal.
Shotgun formation. Awney, who's been much more effective in this second half. Man in motion, and now we've got
procedure.
Some movement up front. It looked like the right tackle may have stepped back prior to the snap. So they're going to back this up now. And second and 10 at the 19 suddenly becomes second
dead
and 15 at the 24.
Ball start. Offense.
Boy, nothing kills a drive when you're down in the red zone like that.
I love it that the officials just talk. I feel like he's talking directly to me, Randy. This is great.
You and the other 20,000 folks that are here.
Brad Sham has it easy. Put him on the top of a press box in Bandera with 30-mile-an-hour winds. See how hard it is for him. He probably did that in his day, though, too.
If we would have had to do this one from on top of the press box, you would have had to found a different color guy today.
That's right. Back to throw is Ani. Going to throw it out right flat. It's caught to the 19 and steps forward a couple of more yards to the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. And that is Will Despain. Ani just kind of threw it out there by the sideline.
Yeah, they had him stop there for only about a 6 or 7 yard gain and a couple missed tackles and nice nifty running, and was able to pick up more yardage and set up third down and what, four?
Yeah, now it's third down and four with the ball at the 13-yard line. Clint Shields reminds me that, yeah, Brad Sham did in fact probably broadcast a few games from the top of press boxes. Third down and four, ball at the Wimberley 13-yard line. Ani's going to take it himself, and he's going to be wiped out in the backfield, down at the 19-yard line.
Blake Guidry, perfect position as Ani kind of tried to come around his left side. Guidry was right there to wrap him up, make a nice tackle for a loss.
And now they really don't have any choice. Now they got to go ahead and kick the field goal, obviously, on fourth down and 10. And it's not going to be a chip shot. It's going to be a 37-yarder. So we'll see if Cole Headland can cut this and make this a 7-point game here.
Well, he's been good 24 times this year. In fact, I think he's only missed twice, as long as it's 42 yards. So certainly doable for this young man.
The hold is down, and the kick is up. And it is going to go right through the uprights. He definitely didn't boom it through, but he was certainly accurate. And with 6:56 left to play, our score is Wimberley 21 and Argyle 14. Wow. Headland, boy, that was impressive.
Well, you know, we've been really fortunate this year, Mike, not only that, to be associated with such a great team all year long through 15 games now, but we've got to see the state's leading scorer. What a great opportunity that was to watch Joseph Sandler play.
Oh, yeah.
That was very, very exciting for the Divine Warhorses, and we certainly tip our hat to that young man for a fine high school football career. And now Cole Headland here holds the record in the nation for the most field goals kicked in a season. He set that record last week with 23. I think he had to make one to surpass it. He kicked two last week, 23, and two this game so far. So
two more tonight, a 24-yarder in the first quarter.
And he's just a sophomore.
37-yarder, and he's a sophomore. Again, his brother's the kicker at Wake Forest. 6:56 left to play in the ball game. 21-14. Wimberley will get the football. Trying to put this game on ice. Trying to get their hands on a state championship trophy. Headland will kick off. Blake Moore is 3 yards deep in the end zone. Here's the kickoff. Blake Moore is going to get it at his 4-yard line. To the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Trying to get to the sideline. Stretches it out to the 21-yard line. Ah, they're going to put him right at the 20. And that's where Wimberley will start this drive with 6:52 remaining.
Well, again, what a great defensive stand by the Texans there to hold them to just a field goal. It's still a one-possession game for the Eagles, down only 7 points, but 7 minutes on the clock. You'd like to see the Texans here, Mike, hang on to that ball, pound it around, and
protect
eat up that clock.
And protect the football.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got to protect the football here. Lambert now. In the shotgun, Trinity Wilson to his left. Check that to his right. Colby Kelly to his left. First down and 10 at the 20 for the Texans. They can smell it. They can almost get their hands on it. Let's see if they can ice it. Here it is to Kelly, the give, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Clearly, Argyle knows that Wimberley would like to run the ball and run the clock.
Coach Nelms over there would love to throw the ball, too. Had man-to-man coverage over there on the left side with, I believe, Holloman and Bergell was lined up over there, and they were both, at least Holloman was wide open.
And, oh, by the way, Argyle took a timeout earlier in this half, Randy, so let's remember that. They have two timeouts remaining. Wimberley, a full allotment of timeouts. Lambert from the shotgun. Second down and 10, again from his own 20. Leading it 21-14. Back to throw. Looking, throwing deep down the right sideline, and it is incomplete. He was trying to hit Brennan Blakemore, but Blakemore, he had about eight people covering him down there, Randy. At least three.
He didn't have eight, but he had three, and he was well surrounded. I mean, he had a man in front of him, behind him, and beside him. And Lambert has also had a lot of pressure that time as he was throwing the ball. He's probably fortunate that it went out of bounds.
Yeah, Lambert probably made a good decision. That was not a catchable ball. I think he did throw it out of bounds. Third down and 10 on the 20. Wimberley does not want to get Argyle, let Argyle have the ball back. Third down and 10 on Wimberley's own 20-yard line. Lambert from the shotgun. Gets the snap. Looking left. Now looking over the middle. Throwing over the middle. He's got Burchell. Incomplete. He overshot him by about a yard. It was incomplete, and Burchell was popped pretty hard in that secondary by Manos, and now the Texans will have to punt.
Oh, and Burchell looking for a really nice punt here. Had a hard time getting the ball was thrown kind of over the opposite shoulder that he wanted to catch that ball on, and he just got a little bit turned around and just couldn't quite catch it. He was open there for a second, and had the ball been thrown a little bit in front of him, it probably would have been a beautiful play.
So the most important punt of Hunter Burchell's life right now. He stands at the 9-yard line. Gets the snap. It's a good one. He gets the punt away, and it is also a good one. Way back to the 33-yard line is the punt. Great punt, and now let's see if the return man can get a good return. No, down at the 40-yard line. That was Reese Thompson on the return, so that's where Argyle will take over at the 40-yard line. 5:46 remaining, trailing it 21-14.
You said at the beginning of this game that the defense was what was going to be taken, what was needed to win this game, Mike. And boy, 5 minutes and 46 seconds left on the clock. Argyle certainly has the ability to drive this ball down the field.
Absolutely.
Need a big stand here by the Texans.
Here's Awney now in the shotgun. Back to throw for Argyle. Good protection. Looking over the middle, flips it short over the middle, and knocked down after a short gain of maybe four is the back there who caught it over the middle. That's Chance Bodie, a gain of four.
Yeah, good position by Colton Fonville. And let's see, I believe they were Dennis Smith in on that. Anyway, Dennis Smith was in on that there, and good coverage. It was right behind him and made a quick tackle.
So second down and five now. 5:16 remaining. Back to throw is Awney. He's looking left. He's going to throw it out left, and it's caught by Kahn for a first down down to the Wimberley 45-yard line. First down for the Eagles. And Clint, what do you sense out of that Wimberley crowd over there? You know that those guys are on pins and needles, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's apprehension. You know, you're down to the last 5 minutes of this football game. You've got a touchdown lead, so you do have that in your pocket. You're not tied. You're not trailing. You've got the lead. You force the hand here. Argyle's got to go score. You know, there's hope, but there's apprehension, too. It's time for a stop.
And here's Awney with the incompletion. He was trying to hit Chad Bosau over the middle, and he threw it short. He didn't want to get it picked off, obviously. And Nick Alana with great coverage. In fact, now that I look at the replay, I think Alana might have broken it up. Second down and 10 now at the Wimberley 45-yard line. 4:59 remaining. Long count now. Awney glances over to his sideline. Crowd on its feet on both sides of Cowboys Stadium. Awney will slip it out there, and the ball's on the ground. It's rolling around. Who's got it? The Eagles have it, I believe, but they've lost about 8 yards. So that is a huge play. It looked like the exchange just never was made between the quarterback and Eveleth, Randy.
Yeah, you know, they've been pretty error-free in that regard all night. But, yeah, on the handoff, a little kind of inside draw play to Eveleth, and couldn't make the exchange. Eveleth put the ball on the ground.
Now's a fine time for me to lose my voice, Randy. 4.5 minutes left to play. Third down and 18. Ball at the Argyle 47-yard line. Awney's back to throw. Looking. Throwing right side. Caught. But short of the first down. Caught at the Wimberley 40. They had to get to the Wimberley 35-yard line to get the first down. But obviously, four down territory now. And Now it's third down and five.
Man, what a terrible breakdown in coverage by the Texans on that last play. Mike, wow, he was wide open over there on the sideline. There wasn't a Texan anywhere around him. In fact, he was fortunate for the Texans that he caught the ball right at the sideline and stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, and that was Kahn who made the catch. Fourth down and four. 4:16 left to play. On, he's back to throw. Looking left. Lobs it out left side. Incomplete. 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 And Wimberly will take over. Wimberly will take over. He was trying to hit Kahn, and that wasn't anywhere close, Clint Shields. What'd you see down there?
Tough, tough angle on that throw. Again, where I'm standing right now, I'm looking right down on his line of sight, and when he let that ball go, my first thought was, wow, that's really squeezing it in there. He just tried to float it in there too much rather than stepping into it and really delivering a shot. He tried to lead him and float him, and it's just a tough, tough angle. The choosing to go right there instead of a guy toward the middle of the field, and that hurt him.
Now Dennis Smith is lined up at fullback. Trinity Wilson is at tailback. I formation, 4:12 left to play. Wimberly has it at the Texans' 40-yard line. Can they hold on? Leading it by a touchdown. Here's the give to Wilson. He's able to grind out 5 yards to the 45-yard line. It'll be second down and five now.
I think you can expect that now in this entire drive where they're going to keep pecking away right off tackle on both sides. Line up in that I formation and try to eat this clock up, chip away, going to move the ball down the field.
And did you see that block by Dennis Smith, that lead block?
And
that's why he's at fullback.
You know, he has had a heck of a game on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know if we've called his name very much, but he has really flown around back there.
3:40 left to play, and the clock is moving. Second down and five. Wimberly at their own 45-yard line. Again, an I formation. Lambert, long count. He'll give it to Wilson again. Wilson trying to get outside. He's brought down for a loss of two back at the Wimberly 43-yard line. So that'll set up a third down and seven.
Yeah, long third down. Like you said, 7 yards. Trinity Wilson tried to bounce it outside. Not a lot doing where he was trying to follow Smith up through the hole. And when he bounced it outside, good contain by the linebacker to bottle him up for a loss.
Now I'm watching that Wimberly coaching staff over there, Randy, and this is the biggest call they'll have this year, probably. So far, anyway. Brennan Blakemore is split out wide left, single coverage. I formation. Lambert under center. Pitches it right side to Smith. Looking for running room. He's going to be wiped out there at the 43-yard line. Still on his feet. They'll probably say he got back to the line of scrimmage. May have gained a yard, but the Texans are going to have to punt the football.
Yeah, there was a toss play designed to go around the outside, and he tried to cut it back up inside, and there was just too much pursuit angle by the linebackers. And, boy, he lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
And, Clint, I believe Argyle called this timeout. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Argyle with a timeout. This is our situation. 2 minutes, 34 seconds remaining. Wimberly leading Argyle by a score of 21-14. Texans now will have to punt the football. And, Randy, the line of scrimmage is the Texans' own 44-yard line. So Bert Schell will be able to punt it down fairly deep into Argyle territory, you would assume. And so the Argyle Eagles will have to drive a long way if they do not, you know, have a big return here. And at any rate, we said before this game that it was going to come down to the bitter end, and it absolutely is going to come down to the bitter end.
Hunter Burchell's had a 53-yard punt. That's his longest for the year. And it sure be nice to see him get about that exact same one on this punt, Mike, and be able to get good coverage down there to pin them back.
Yeah, that'll work.
You know, one of the things that's kind of stymied the Eagles is that, if I'm not mistaken, Ian Sadler's their normal return man.
Yeah.
And he's obviously came out of the game early.
Yeah, that definitely hurt their offense. Bert Schell now. Standing at his 31, he will punt the football. It'll be up to Wimberly's defense. High snap, but he gets it, and he gets the punt off. It is a high punt, and it's going to bounce down at the 15-yard line. Takes a Wimberly bounce, and now it's rolling at the 16-yard line, and that is where it will be down. Reed Jones picks it up and cradles it like a baby. 2:21 left to play.
Made the referee smile.
That's exactly right. 84 yards away from tying the game, The Argyle Eagle offense will jog on now, and it'll be up to the Wimberley Texans defense, Randy. And you got to like your chances. If you've watched Wimberley play defense all year long, there's a reason they're undefeated.
Well,
and much of that reason is this Wimberley Texans defense.
Well, they're going to have to do something here not to adjust their coverage so much that they start trying to cover Conn underneath and leave it open down the field. But they also have to limit Conn and keep making those 8, 9, 10-yard plays underneath on the outside edges.
Here's Awney now. Shotgun. Back to throw. Looking left. Short pass. Incomplete. He was trying to hit Conn on a little quick screen out there. Left side. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, ball's thrown in front of him that time. He just in front and a little low, and Conn just couldn't get the handle on it.
2:18 remaining. Quick little play, didn't take long. Second down and 10 now for the Argyle Eagles. Texans trying to hold on. Eagles, of course, with one timeout remaining, as Clint Shields reminds us. So they've got some clock issues and some yard issues. Back to throw is Awney. He's in trouble but scrambles away. Good footwork. Still on his feet. Throws deep down the field. He's got a receiver. He caught it. He intercepted it. It's Brennan Blakemore. Brennan Blakemore with the interception.
Wait, it all game for him to make a play, Mike. And how do you like that? One-handed, beautiful acrobatic catch. He stuck that big, almost reminiscent of what Trinity Wilson did earlier. Stuck that ball up there with one hand and was able to fall down and catch the ball. Beautifully done.
Awney threw it absolutely as far as he could, I think. And the receiver was open. And look at that replay. Blakemore with his right hand taps it back to his left hand. And he cradles that ball in his breadbasket.
Huge. What a huge, huge. We've been waiting all game for him to make a play. He usually does it on the offensive side of the ball, and this week he does it on the defense.
Clint, how did that look down there?
Looked like the full stride, one-handed touchdown he had against Cuero last year in the playoffs.
How about that? 2:07 remaining. Wimberley now with the ball at the 39-yard line. Trying to run the clock out, leading it by a touchdown. Here's Trinity Wilson. Turns it inside, gets it to the 42-yard line. And the clock now will continue to run inside of 2 minutes. Argyle with only one timeout, Randy.
Yeah, that's certainly working against them right now. The clock continues to run, a minute down to a minute 45.
Second down and 7. The Texans are a first down away probably from wrapping this thing up.
While this clock continues to run, Mike, give another shout out to Snoop Coble and Mike Coble, a couple of our underwriters here for this broadcast. Do a lot for the station. We appreciate their support.
1:25 remaining, and the clock is on the move. Second down and 7. Give it to Dennis Smith up the middle. 45, and he stretches it out to the 45-yard line. He held that ball out in front of him, and I know that Weldon Elms almost had a stinking heart attack over there.
It looked like when you go down to the beach and you see the flying fish. That's kind of what he looks like over here.
Hey, Clint, what did Weldon Elms do when Smith stuck that ball out there?
He saw him stick the ball out there, and then Nelms himself stepped out and shouted at him and cradled an imaginary football.
Hey, Weldon's too old to be put through stuff like that, Dennis. Hold on to that football, son. 47 seconds remaining. Third down and 2. 2 yards away. 72 inches away from a state championship. Here's Kobe Kelly. He's got the first down, and he's got the ball in his hands. And Wimberley is going to win the state championship.
Second time, Mike. Second time.
35 seconds. Kobe Kelly looks to the roof and points skyward. 21-14 Wimberley. Kelly with a run up the middle. Here's the replay. He just took the handoff, jumped over a tackler, and was brought down at the Argyle 46-yard line. And Argyle is not going to use their final timeout, Randy.
How do you like that, Mike? Going to think of the victory formation here, take the last snap.
13 seconds remaining. 10. Victory formation. Wimberley fans on their feet. The Texans will be bringing the state championship home to Central Texas. Wimberley, 2011 state champions. 21-14. Back-to-back 21-14 wins. The Texans are state champions and Clint Shields. What's that scene like down there on the field?
After the Colby Kelly first down, it was a lot of fun to watch the Wimberley coaching staff. Two separate groups just kind of came together in big group hugs, jumping around on the sideline, let alone what the kids were doing. But to watch those coaches and how they've worked to get back to this point after the disappointing end last year at Floyd Casey Stadium, it's special to see.
And I know you're going to try to get Weldon Nelms, and of course he's going to have some responsibilities after this one. He's going to have to talk to a whole lot of media. Heck, he's going to feel like he's in the White House. He's going to have to talk to so many people, but I know you're going to be down there to try to get him for a moment or two with us in our post-game show. Again, Wimberley has won the state championship. Wimberley 21, Argyle 14. We'll be back with our post-game show after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans State Championship Football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM and 103.1 FM.